Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head boys track coach Greg Wickett and event winners at the 2024 North Central Conference Boys Track Meet for Humboldt. Humboldt would place third in the 2024 NCC meet with a team score of 127, behind conference champion Algona, who registered a 150, and runner-up Clear Lake with a 141. Individually, Humboldt placed first in four events with wins in the 4x800-meter relay, the long jump, the distance medley, and the 4x400-meter relay. The 4x800-meter relay team of Peyton Van Pelt, Jackson Flaherty, Justin Ash, and Chase Flaherty won in a time of 8 minutes 40.07 seconds. Van Pelt on the race.
Well, it was really just about each of us doing our part. I lead it off. Just got to get the baton to the next guy in a good position to have success, and then legs out everybody, and it worked out well.
Elliot Carlson won the long jump as the only athlete in the field with a jump over 20 feet with a distance of 21 feet, 2 inches.
It's pretty cool to be a conference champ coming here. I had one guy that jumped farther than me coming into this, so I said to focus on that guy and make sure I took him out.
The distance medley team of Keegan Grote, Elliot Carlson, Landon Denklaw, and Mason Van Pelt took first with a clip of 3 minutes 41.70 seconds. Grote had the first leg.
We ran good times all year, and we knew we were going to race Algona here, and we knew we had better guys than them, and we went out and beat them. Really awesome to go out and win the conference, beat Clear Lake, beat Algona, beat Wepsick City, all those guys that usually get us in that event. It was really cool to go out and just get one.
Humboldt would win the final event of the night with the 4x400-meter relay team of Jackson Dodd, Chase Flaherty, Elliot Carlson, and Mason Van Pelt. Van Pelt would anchor the winning performance.
I think we've been doing it all year, and why not another night, right? We got total trust in the guys to get it done, and exactly what we did. Other guys got me a pretty big lead, but you never know who's coming behind you, and we were trying to run for a good time anyways, so just gave it everything I had.
Next week, as you get ready to go at Clear Lake.
Great opportunity. We got a pretty good draw for our district, and I think we can have a really good opportunity to get a lot of events down to state.
Humboldt head boys track coach Greg Wickett sat down after the meet to discuss the performances in the 2024 conference meet.
I think it went about as well as we could have expected. You know, we really spent a lot of time drawing up this meet to make sure we had guys in the right spots. And overall, I think when you look back at it, I feel like we did have the guys in the right spots, and we did perform pretty well. I mean, you know, we're in third. That's pretty close. Algona teams, they're a good team. You know, they've got sprinters, they got middle distance, they got distance guys, they got field events. I mean, you can't feel too bad about that. And Clear Lake's the same way. I mean, you got to be a well-rounded team to win it. And we were pretty well-rounded. We missed out on a little bit. You know, it was a good meet for us overall. We ran some really good times and had some good performances, so I've got no complaints.
Coach, you're able to claim first in a few events here, distance med, the long jump, the 4x8, the 4x4.
We came out of the field events in pretty good shape, winning the long jump. Two high jumpers, both PR'd. They both cleared 6-2 tonight, which is really a nice high jump. Both of those guys, if they continue improving the way they have been, going to have a good chance at state next week. Obviously, Carlson and Goon, they're both good long jumpers. They got a definite chance at that. And, you know, we came roaring out of the field events and won the 4x8, which it's been a long time since we've won that 4x8. That was good to see. Sprint Med, which was another good race for us, and one of the ones that we strategically kind of looked at to be in the points race. We don't usually load that one up quite so much, but that one showed me a little bit. You know, I think we can maybe get that qualified down for state too. But, you know, from the times I saw tonight and against some of the same teams we'll see next week, I really like the way we matched up for the state qualifier up at Clear Lake.
You got the state qualifier at Clear Lake next week. Thoughts going into that with that field up in Clear Lake to try to get down to the Blue Oval?
Yeah, you know, the big matchups I really wanted to see was us versus Clear Lake. We haven't seen them a whole bunch this year. They've got a good shuttle team. I think we're going to be right there with them next week in the shuttle. And although I think we're the best two shuttle teams over there next week, and then Algona in the medleys, they're good at both of those medleys. They're going to load that thing up next week, and so are we. And I like the way we match up with them in that. The 4x4 was another one that, you know, I think Clear Lake has been kind of just knocking at our door all year. We've had a little bit better time than them this year, but we haven't faced off with them very often. And in that last 4x4 there at the end of the track, I mean, we completely dominated them. It wasn't even very close. We were knocking on the door of being down into the 320s, or 330 right at the nose. If you're in those 320s at the state track meet, you got a chance of qualifying for the finals, and this crew is good enough to do that. And so we got to take the first steps next week and get qualified down there, and then see what we can, if we can make a little noise in 4x4 down there next week.
Any final thoughts here, Coach, on the night?
Nope, I think we got to just reload and get ready to go on Thursday. We got kind of a short turnaround here and get as many of these dudes down to the state track meet as we can get. But they've been doing it all year. They've been in some high-pressure situations, and I think they're going to respond. I really do. We've got good experience with that crew that was just up in the booth with us, and so they know what's at stake, and they've never let me down, and they're not going to start on Thursday, so I think we're ready to roll.
Well, Coach, congratulations. You're placing third with a team score 127. A good night here, placing a lot of events in those top spots and also coming away with four wins individually, team-wise, events here tonight. And looking forward to seeing Clear Lake coming up.
Nice. We'll see what we can get together.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.